so glad that you are here today. How many of you came to hear some more about women and what the Bible has to say? Can I see your hands? Yeah, well, guess what? I'm not going to preach to you today. Instead, we have some women that are going to bring the Word of God together and share what it means. So we started a brand new series, and it's entitled Jesus, Women Unsilenced. What does the Bible say? And last week, we looked at the whole dimension of how that Jesus values women. And this week, we're going to look at how Jesus respects women. And so I have some people that are going to help me, and save your applause for just a moment, all right, if you could. I'm going to introduce three of them, and then one of them to you. First of all is Wynn Holden. Wynn is on the staff at Northwood. She works in the Global Impact Office. Wynn is not your ordinary person. She has many degrees. One is accounting. One is a degree in theology from Fuller Seminary, which is one of the greatest seminaries in the United States. She's smart. She's brilliant. She's married. She's got a family. We love her. Christina Rocha is also going to help us. Stay standing, Wynn. Christina Rocha is also going to help us. Christina is a housewife, a mother of 3 and a half. She's got one on the way soon. So 4. We'll say 4. And we're excited about that. She's done everything from real estate to you name it. But what she's really done, she's a makeup artist. She told me, I said, what are you? She said, I'm an artist. What kind? Makeup artist. And so she's from Vegas. If I were to tell you the people that she's worked on, you would know them, all of them. I mean, it's incredible, but she won't let me do that, so I won't do it. But she currently works with the Dallas Cowboys and all kind of different people and organizations and puts makeup on them before they get in front of cameras and stuff. She did me this morning before I came out. All kidding aside. And she was recently on HBO, along with those church members that were here that Sunday when they came out and did a story on our church. But anyhow, we're glad she's here. And then Margaret Fomer. Margaret is an incredible lady. Margaret is from East Texas like me. She has a PhD in organizational leadership and education, multiple degrees, highly successful woman. She's on the board of Colorado Christian University. She's also been a part of one of the largest NGOs in Denver. She ran it. I could go on and on about this lady. Here's what they have in common. They're all very successful. They're all very connected, and they are members of Northwood. Would you give them a hand right now? All right. You can be seated, ladies. And at this time, some of you know her. She went to Baylor University. She has 2 kids, 3 grandchildren, and she is the first lady of Northwood. My wife, I love her a lot. Nikki Roberts. So come on, Nikki. She's going to preach today. And I just have 2 words. Be nice.
Those that know me well will be surprised when I say this. I am so excited to be up here this morning because, you know what? I have 38 years worth of Bob Roberts illustrations, and it's payback time. In his defense, I will tell you, he's always respected me and asked me before he tells some of the crazy antics that go on in our world. And I appreciate that. He also has invited me to speak before this morning, and I've always refused. But to quote him from last week, now that I'm 60, it doesn't matter, right? And I did want to keep that a secret, but I guess it's no secret anymore that I'm 60. We're going to talk about respecting women this morning, and I want to start with telling you about life in my home. Bob and I have been married for 38 and a half years, and God wired us so very differently. We are probably more different than any 2 people in this room. Bob's personality is bigger than life. As a matter of fact, that's what attracted me to him when I was 14 years old. In our youth department, wherever the fun was happening, you would find Bob right in the middle of it. I, on the other hand, am very reserved. I like my box. I like it neat and tidy. I'm very comfortable in that box, and I like order. Now, the sad news about that is that Bob doesn't even own a box. And he loves to think outside that box, but the courage that it takes to think and live outside of a box is one of the things I admire about him. But I admire this even more about him. He's always respected me to let me be me, to let me be the person that God created me to be. He's encouraged me to step outside of my comfort, to grow. He's encouraged me to stretch, but he's never pushed me. He's also trusted my walk with the Lord enough that he knows that the Holy Spirit can speak to me and guide me. That is called respect. And again, we're going to talk about that this morning. If you look in the Old Testament, you see many examples of disrespect towards women. I start in Genesis 20 when you see Abraham and Sarah. When they went to a foreign land, Abraham told Sarah, "Tell them you're my sister so that it will protect my life and they won't kill me for you." And the king called for her. She had no choice. And then you go on to chapter 26. His son Isaac did the exact same thing with his wife Rebekah. "Tell them you're my sister." Then we go on to 2 Samuel 11, where we see the story of David and Bathsheba. You go back and read those stories, and you will see how disrespected those women were. And then the last one I want to mention is the whole book of Esther, how the queen, because she would not come dance in front of all of the men, the king kicked her out of the kingdom. And then he had a whole harem, and those women were destined to stay there for the rest of their lives. The Old Testament is filled with disrespect of women, but that was the cultural norm. Women were second-class citizens, even below that, in my opinion. They were considered property. But thank God, when we get to the New Testament, cultural norms were broken. I want to read to you in Luke chapter 13, verse 10 through 13. This is an example of Jesus going against the cultural norms to bring respect and honor to women. "Now he was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who had had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, 'Woman, you are freed from your disability.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God." Let me tell you, four of the cultural norms that Jesus overcame, that Jesus went against these cultural norms, that he recognized her in the synagogue was the first cultural norm that he broke, that he called her forward, that he touched her, that he healed her on the Sabbath. I want you to think about our cultural norms. As the masses, do we respect our women? Research tells us that the U.S. has the highest rate of violence against women and abuse towards young women, young girls. And then you have the cesspool of pornography. I would venture to say that as the masses, we don't respect our women. And as a church, we're called to come and fight against the cultural norms to bring honor and respect back to women. Because as we heard last week, you know, women are created in the image of God. We have worth, we have value. And thank you that Jesus brought back honor and respect to women. We see so many examples. John alone, I can think of four off the top of my head. The woman at the well, he spoke with compassion and offered her living water. The woman who was caught in adultery, he protected her and he forgave her sins. Mary and Martha, that whole story about him allowing Mary to sit at his feet. In that day, the women were supposed to be out in the back serving men, but he allowed her in the room with the men. And then on the cross, he respected his mother. He said, "John, behold, mother, behold your son. John, behold your mother." He made sure she would be cared for. Every woman deserves to be respected. I would like to invite these ladies up to help me exemplify six signs that show women are respected. And as they're coming, I would just like to thank them for helping me this morning. And let me just say once again, no matter your role, no matter your accomplishments, no matter your titles, no matter your past, every woman in this room deserves respect. Six signs that show that women are being respected. And the first one is that her presence is recognized, just like Jesus recognized the presence of that woman in the synagogue. And I'm going to tell you what that looks like in our world. turn off your cell phones. Turn off social media and media altogether and give her eye contact and truly listen to her. Let her have a voice and value her thoughts and opinion. And I would just like to take this time quickly to say thank you, Northwood, for allowing us to have a voice this morning. Margaret, I would like for you, hearing that you serve on the College Board and you've chaired many committees, would you please share with us how it's been that you have received respect being a woman?
Sure, Nikki. The fact that I have served for 20 years as a trustee of the Colorado Christian University speaks to the fact that I have been respected, or I'm a glutton for punishment. But I have served under three highly respected presidents, and we rotate off after so many years. And after rotating off, after I had served, the president at that time, who was former U.S. Senator, Senator President Bill Armstrong, asked me to return. And I feel Bill asked me to return not because I said yes to everything he wanted to do or everything that he did, but I felt he asked me to return because out of respect for the service and the value that I brought to the university. Because anytime I felt that I disagreed with him, I would speak up, or when I was asked for suggestions at trustee meetings, as well as I would go to his office and speak to him privately when I felt it was more appropriate to do that. And either he would say, I agree with you, or later I would see the results of our conversations. I was asked to serve on three committees and presently chair the Student Affairs Committee, where I assist the Vice President of Student Affairs with anything that applies to the students, is for helping them be successful as well as enjoy their time at the university, such as housing, dining, their emotional, spiritual well-being, athletics, and anything that does not deal with finances or academics. So I highly feel respected as a result of being on the board. I was also part of the presidential search for our present president. And I'm asked to serve on committees and meetings by other faculty, and I feel valued by the students and their parents as well. So as a result, I thank God, and I feel that He has allowed me to serve, and that as a result, I assure that He gets the glory, He gets the honor, and He gets the praise.
Thank you. Thank you, Margaret. The second sign that a woman is being respected is that we celebrate her uniqueness. Now, men, she's not you. She doesn't think like you. And you need to give her the freedom to be who she is and learn to negotiate and to compromise. When? Would you share a little bit of your story and tell us how your uniqueness is celebrated?
Sure. I've been married to my husband, Eric, for almost 15 years. And we met when we were both attending Fuller Seminary in California. So Eric and I are two very different people. I was born and raised in Vietnam. I didn't move to the U.S. until I was an adult. And Eric was born and grew up in Hawaii. And his dad is German American, and his mom is third generation Japanese from Hawaii. So really, English is my second language, and Eric doesn't speak Vietnamese, and he's tried to learn, but that's a different story. So we are two unique individuals. Of course, he's a man, I'm a woman, and personality-wise, he's more calm, considerate, patient at home. You would never hear him yell, but I could get frustrated easily, and I could yell once in a while. And so Eric sees that the differences could easily cause conflicts and pull us in two different directions. But he said that many years ago, God showed him that he has big plans for me and that his job is to help me along the way. And so since then, I think he has been more content of letting go of his own agenda and try to find a way to help me move toward the goals that fit with who God made me to be. For example, at one point, I wanted to try my hand at running a business. I just love good handcrafted coffee. And so when the opportunity of owning a specialty coffee shop was presented to me, I just couldn't resist. Now, Eric is not interested in business at all, but he encouraged me to give it a try. And he was willing to invest our finances in my new business and helped at home while I was working constantly. Well, he was working full time as well. He has lots of wisdom and would give me advice when asked, but never really second-guessed my choices, business decisions, or partnership. He really gives me the freedom to move forward the goals, you know, to be who I am and to be who God created me to be. So my husband sees that we are unique individuals with our own strengths and weaknesses, backgrounds and motivations. And he gives me lots of room to operate in my area of interest and of strength. And I really think that he gives me the freedom to be who God created me to be.
Great. Thank you very much, Wynn. The third thing that sign that shows that a woman is being respected is that you value her strength. You know, praise her accomplishments. And I want to tell you, we all need to be secure in who we are so that we're not intimidated or jealous. And we see that those strengths can actually complement us. Margaret, would you share with us how your husband, Bob, has recognized your accomplishments?
Yes. Bob is and has always been one of my most avid admirers and supporters. As Moses was assisted by Aaron and her, lift his arms. Bob has been there for me, not just to support me physically, but emotionally and spiritually as the head of our household. He's been there as my prayer warrior. He's been there as an example of what following Christ is all about, not just speaking it, but living it out. And unfortunately, poor guy, he lives in a home of three women, or lived there because we have two daughters. And those young women are what they are today because of my husband and their father, who saw them and valued them and respected them as women of strength. And I say women of strength, not strong women, because there is a difference, and that's a topic for another day. But because of the job I held, as Bob mentioned, I was asked to serve on several boards and committees and foundations in the Denver community. And Bob was always there to support me and say, yes, go for it. In our church, I was involved, and that's where we met, and when we did, and we were married. And after marriage, he encouraged me to continue to follow the gifts and talents that God had given me. As Bob mentioned, I was pursued a doctoral degree. And how that came about, I was challenged to do it, and when the challenge sort of was disrespectful to me as a woman and as an African American. So I said, yes, I will do it without consulting Bob or God. So when I came home and told Bob what I had done, he prayed with me about it, and he said if I felt peace from God in doing, he would support me 100%. So I could not have done what I do or what I have done without his support and encouragement and confidence in me and my abilities. So, Bob, I'm everything that I am because of you and God, and you truly are the wings beneath my wing.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That was very good. You know, another way that a sign that a woman is being respected is that she's shown admiration and appreciation for her role. And, you know, whether you work in the home or outside the home, women make sacrifices for the family. And I want to think just a minute about a mom that stays home raising her children. Oftentimes, that's such a thankless job. And all of the sacrifices that she makes to make that household run smoothly. And the way that you respond to her and admire her and appreciate her is being watched by your children. So you not only are affecting your household, but for futures. Okay, Christina, would you please share with us how your husband admires and appreciates you for what you do?
Yes, thank you, Nikki. So me and my husband have been up together for almost 15 years as well. The last 5 years have brought us out here from Las Vegas. My husband's job transferred him out here. During this time that we've been here in Texas, something was stirring in his heart to change careers and pursue real estate. It was going to be a career change, but we knew with what God had done in our lives that it was going to work out. And he had moved mountains to bring us here, and things were just moving. So we agreed to go ahead and pursue that. After a year and a half working with the team, he asked me to stay home to be a full-time housewife, and he can pursue it independently. So he did that. He continued to do that, but he also included me in all his achievements. Always made sure that I knew that as a wife, as a staying home, and if I wouldn't have stayed home, he wouldn't have gone to where he was at. And so he always gave me praise and appreciation. So I always felt loved, and I always felt too that those were messages from God and affirmations for me. So because of that, we were brought closer, and not only to him, but as a family, but with God as well.
That's great. Thank you. And just, I have another question for you. You know, this next sign of respecting women is that you care for her well-being. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about financial and material needs, but that you're taking care of her needs. Every woman has a need to feel supported and loved. That's a security that she needs. And also, a way that you show this is by giving her time and validating her emotions. Would you speak to that just a bit, Christina?
Yes, absolutely. A really good example would be during the transition. Unfortunately, we did experience a death in the family. I had a baby niece that was very sick, and I had to fly out to Las Vegas, and him being busy and trying to make it work, he made the time for me, no question about it. He gave me that priority. There was no worry in my heart. It was just focused on going to Las Vegas, be there. So because he put my emotions as a priority, I was able to fly out, and unfortunately, after she passed, I was able to go to the funeral and mourn with my family members. So that has really spoke, a lot in our relationship. But I mean, at the same time, he was taking care of the family, he was taking care of the kids, he was driving around, doing what needed to be done so that he can continue to fight for us, and having three kids, two under five and one on the way. He still now gives me the time and prioritizes for me to relax, to be able to go to my morning Bible study. And that really has shown how much he appreciates me. So thank
That's
you.
That's great. Okay, and then I want to talk about one final sign of a woman being respected, and that is to lead her spiritually by example. And you know, you cannot lead if you're empty. So, husbands, men, I want to challenge you to always be on your face before God and have your personal worship time so you can be filled, so that in turn you can lead her. But trust her walk with God. Know that the Holy Spirit speaks to her. Wynn, would you tell us how Eric has done this for you?
Sure. So in our 15 years of marriage, I don't recall an instance when Eric pushed or demanded that I do anything that I did not want to do. He spends a lot of time praying with God and seeking for God's confirmation and his will before making major decisions. And if we have a disagreement over a major decision, he would even spend more time praying until we both hear the same things from God. Mm-hmm. Now, if we can continue to disagree, then he could get really distressed. But he never pressures me to do anything. So I think this is a way he shows respect for me. For example, we moved to Texas from Boston about 10 years ago. We had been living near my family in Boston and had just bought an old farmhouse that we really liked. And I was about to graduate with my master's degree in finance and was planning to find a job in the field. And then somehow I just had this strange sense that God was calling me into ministry. And so after a couple of months trying to resist the idea, I decided to call my former youth leader, who was now pastoring a Vietnamese church in Texas, and ask for his guidance. And he was excited that I had called, and he asked if I would like to come help with the youth and college ministry at his church. And he suggested that we come down to Texas for a visit for a week or so and see what we thought. So Eric was excited about the idea of me being ministry, but he has zero interest in moving to Texas. But his parents had lived in Texas before, and he didn't like it. Bless him, we just had just bought a house, and we were starting to settle in, and our son was enjoying living near his cousins. So everything seems to speak against the idea of moving to Texas. But then Eric was doubtful, but he said that if that's what God called me to do, then he will support me. And so we decided to fly down to Texas for a visit. It was a good trip. We explored the area, got to know the Vietnamese church, and met some leaders of a few nearby ministries. We spent a lot of time praying to see if that's what God really wanted me to do. And so just a day before we returned to Boston, we each separately were praying. Then we both felt like God was speaking to us the same words, that the fields are ripe for harvest. And so long story short, 5 months later, we found ourselves driving a big Penske truck and leaving our lovely home in Boston and heading to Texas. So without his trust and support and encouragement, I wouldn't be sitting here sharing the story with you.
Well, I'm so glad God brought you to Texas.
Me too.
You know, we've talked a lot this morning about respecting women, and we've talked about it in light of men respecting women, but I'm going to challenge the women that are sitting in this room this morning. Women need to respect women as well, and all six of those signs are present when a woman respects another woman. You know, oftentimes we get into the comparison game, and comparison leads to competition, and that leads to disrespect. Every woman, no matter her role, no matter her accomplishments, no matter her titles, no matter her past, every woman deserves to be respected. When we went to Vietnam this fall, and I led a group of women, and we engaged with different women groups there, and our goal was to show respect and honor to them. And our last group that we met with was a group of women who had been rescued from violence. Their stories were horrific, heart-wrenching. We were there to restore honor and respect to those women. They deserved honor and respect. All women do. As a matter of fact, I would like for every female in this room, no matter if you're a grown woman or a girl, I would like for you to stand, and I would like to pray over you that honor and respect would be present in your life. So ladies, if you would stand and pray with me. Father, I thank you for every woman in this room, every girl, every woman. And Lord, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you that you honored women, that you see worth in them, and that you came and restored honor and respect, that you went against cultural norms, Jesus. I pray that each woman in this room, if they need healing, if they've been wounded by disrespect, that you would heal them, Father, that you would put your arms around them and let them know how much they're loved, how worthy they are. And Father, I pray that in their homes that respect would be either restored or even strengthened, that Father, they could become all that you created them to be and they could walk in that. Father, I do once again thank you so much for breaking those cultural norms, and I pray that as a body we will do the same thing. In your sweet name we pray. Amen.